everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Beyond the Record. Today, I have Anita, who's based in Houston, and she's an R&B artist. So she's going to tell us a little bit about her latest music video, Depends, as well as some possible new music releases in the future. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for watching. So Anita, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Autumn, how are you?
I'm good. We're just catching up off camera, and I know that I've been following you for a while, and I just want to know, anyone who isn't familiar with your music yet, how would you describe it?
So I would describe my music as, I would say it feels very old school and it's nostalgic, but then it's also very fresh. And I think that if you like the elements of new music, but then you love like that old school feeling, then I think that you would really love my music. And then I also put a lot into my visuals and making sure they're good, because we grew up on great visuals. So yes. I definitely was raised on good music videos, and I try to keep that going for sure. I'm not lazy about it at all.
Yes. And we're going to talk about Depends, because you have me in a chokehold with the teasers and everything. Yes. And then finally you released it. So we're definitely going to hit upon that later as well.
Yes, for sure.
So a little bit on your background. So how did you start with music?
So I've always done music since I was young. I've always known that's what I was going to do. I knew I was going to do music and business. Like, I've always known that. I love people. And then I also love entertaining people. So those two things kind of went hand in hand. And I majored in business, but then I had a minor in performance studies. So it's like that has been constant throughout my life. And I've been writing for as long as I can remember. I was writing poems and songs since I was a kid. And it just continued. I just kept on going. And I didn't start going into this. I had music equipment at home, but I didn't start going into the studio and learning about how do I even release music. All I knew was propping up my phone. So actually getting like good quality and working with other people and collaborating, I didn't get to start doing that until COVID pushed me into that, like 2020. While I was in college, and I didn't get to do any of that. I was really just recording at home, and looking back, it was really bad. But in the quality, I'm like I go on my YouTube, I'm like, I need to archive that. But basically now I'm really stepping into it and learning how to work in the studio and work with other people and actually produce great music that is this right standard and the right quality. Until I learn how to do it myself, I'm working with my producer right now to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. Like, you know, we all have to start somewhere, you know, and YouTube is a great jumpstart point. You know, look at like Chloe and Halle Bailey. So it's just like, you know, they started all on YouTube, you know? Yeah. So who were some artists that you listened to growing up?
I listened to everybody. I'm not even going to lie. And it's like, it changes every day. But like when I think about all the people who have inspired me, but growing up, my dad would listen to a lot of, old school, like music from like the 70s, but then we were in the 80s, the 90s, 2000s. So I would say like, it was like the Toni Braxtons, but it was the Aaliyah as well. And it was the OJs and the Temptations and Luther Vandross. And then it was Mariah Carey. Then it was Destiny's Child. Then it was TLC. Like, there are so many people who played a part in the music I love. It's so crazy. Like Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5. Just so many people that I have been inspired by. Usher, right? Like, it's so many people. The bar used to be so high. So I think that, honestly, everyone probably unknowingly inspired me. For sure.
Yes. Those are all great people. You know, Usher just killed his Super Bowl performance. So
killed it.
Did what he had to do. I'm not even from the A, but you know, I was repping the A.
I wanna be. Yeah.
I was repping the A during that for sure.
Yes.
So before we get into your music, you know, I wanted to just put a spotlight on the fact that, you know, you were in Milan Fashion Week, you know, last year. Like, we're not going to just glaze over something like that. I remember seeing you on social media with your, like, sun, like, what's it called? The glasses goggles, on, yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm a fashion girly. So how did that come about, and how was your experience doing that?
So it was amazing, and it was so random, and it was like, it wasn't random or, you know, that shocking for Toby, like Toby Lingue. So like, I've danced with him since 2020, since my first gig with him was the BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards in 2020. Wow. During COVID. And I was driving back and forth from college just to come to practices. And I was in all his visuals for that album that he released at the time. And a really big part of his team is really loyalty. Like, a lot of the people that are around is one big family. And I've been grateful for that, because that's the reason why I was still doing projects with him from 2020 to 2024. And I never got to go on tour with him or anything. And I was also focusing on my own music stuff. But this one was like a bigger group. I was like, this is an opportunity I really should not miss. And it was Pharrell. Yeah. You know, it was just so much. So I got the opportunity to do it, because he just never leaves us hanging. Like, it's all, there are always opportunities. And as he grows, we get the opportunity to grow. And we also had to keep up, right? So yeah, that's how I was able to do it. Just like staying, you know, in the loop. But it was amazing. And Milan was, I wish I had more time to explore, but we were in practices like 24/7. It was great. It was great. It was such a great experience. I still can't believe that it was real. It's like, what was I doing there? And it's like, I didn't know anything about the show. I was thinking, okay, we're dancing and models are walking with us. I didn't realize that we were the models and we were going to be Montclair and we were the whole show. Like, as soon as we went to the stage and exited the stage, the show was over. I didn't know that. And I thought we were like a part, and then a part of a whole bigger show, but then it ended up being us. Like, Toby wasn't even on stage the whole time. It was the dancers on stage. I was like, this is amazing. How did he think about this? How did he conceptualize it? Like, he is super talented. I've learned a lot just by being a part of his team, the creative aspect of the team and the movement part. But I've learned a lot just by watching. So yeah, it was amazing. I would never forget it, ever.
Wow. Yeah. I know. How could you? Like, that is such a huge opportunity. That's just awesome. Like, I have no words. That's so cool. I was so happy when I saw that. I was like, oh my God. Yes. So you dropped Anticipation, your debut EP, last year. So from the release and then how you are as an artist now, like, how has that project resonated with you still?
I feel like I've always thought I was a resilient person. Just in general, I'm just a very committed person. Whatever I want, I don't believe it's not happening until it doesn't happen. But and it's out of my control. But it's shown me a new level of resilience that I really have to fight through. Because I think resilience, one part of it that I never really thought I struggled with, and I realize and I do now, is consistency. And this project has shown me that you have to stay the course, and that also you can't tell yourself no. Like, I think that you shouldn't be the one telling yourself no. It should be other people that tell you no. You still shouldn't be, you know, bothered by that.
Yeah.
But, it's like, now even I had like a team meeting last week, and we were just talking about things we want to do for this year. And it was all Anticipation stuff. And I'm like, I'm late. This came out 2023, but I recorded all this stuff in 2021. It feels late. Like, I feel like, why am I pushing music that is a year or two or 3 years old? And then I'm like, and I feel like it's like, that's not typically how I am. Like, I'm usually more resilient and just like, I don't care until it's done. I'm working on it until it's done. And I feel like it's challenged me to really, really, really like stand on it and be consistent with it and finish, actually carry out the promises I make to myself. And like, if I said I was going to do music video to something, doing it. And I think that that's something before that, as time goes, you usually just write things off and it's too late. And this whole EP has taught me that it does not matter. It's never too late. And your time is your time. And it's already written. Like God has already said it. So it doesn't make sense for you to not do your part. And I think that that's how it's still resonating with me today, because I'm still trying to make things. I'm still trying to drop new music and drop and like still trying to push music that I already had out. So I think it's it has made me evolve as an artist. And I get it now. Like when SZA was like, I've been writing this album for 5 years. I'm like, 5 years, that's so long. But now I get it, because I wrote it in 2021 and 2020. And, you know, so, and it's also challenging to make timeless music, because it's like the fact that it doesn't sound like I created it in 2021 to like someone who doesn't know, that is also something that I'm really grateful for. Because it wasn't like with the times, it was just stuff that I felt and I did. So that's kind of how it still sticks with me today, Anticipation as an EP.
That was an amazing answer. I think I remember when I was first listening to it, and you also showed like I think your range as well as an artist, and all like, you know, super poppy songs too. You know, you had like slow down songs, and I just think that, you know, it was timeless. Like I did not know that you recorded that so long ago. Like I did it last week, you know, when I wrote it. So I think that has to be definitely a challenge for you as an artist, but I think it's something that you definitely succeeded with in this EP. So yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. What was your favorite song to record?
Favorite song. The energy in the studio for On Me was so natural. And that's the only one that I don't remember being nervous about. That's the only one that I don't remember any issues with. It was just seamless. And that was, and it was, it, we were dancing in the studio and we were like, and even the producer, he's usually just like, kind of just like, not impressed. He like, he's just like, you know, he's always doing his thing. He deals with so many people. He deals with a lot of big artists. Like he's a Grammy winning producer. So when I saw him excited, I was excited because he was kind of just like, like he was so excited. And I was like, ooh. And I think that was like, I was in the beginning of me working with him. So getting him to like crack a smile and getting him to dance, I was like, we might have something with this one. And that was like, I have a lot of memories attached to that one. A lot of the other ones came with like me leaving the studio, like hating it, or me having to redo the song because the files got lost. Like there was so much chaos in some of the other ones. And there was so much clarity with On Me and just genuine good vibes with that song. That was the most fun to do. And it was the easiest song to do.
Really?
Yeah. Like no harmony, nothing, was me the whole time. And just not me. Like I usually like trying to add harmonies, but it was so simple and it forced me to learn that being simple is okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Getting your point across, it's still a fun song to listen to. It's not like dragging, you know?
Definitely.
So it was a good balance with that for sure. So we're gonna talk about Depends, that music video. I'm telling you, when you teased that, I remembered our previous episode that we spoke about that. I was like, oh my god, like this girl, she gets it. Some people like say like, oh, I have influence from like, you know, Destiny's Child, 90s music, blah blah blah, but you never see it in their work, and that's okay. You know, sometimes they, you know, I don't know. I don't get the correlation. But with you, when I saw the teaser to that music video, I was like, oh my God, she's about what she says. Yeah. So how did that come up from the conception of it to actually producing it and releasing it? Like, how did that come about?
So I am a sponge in a good way. Like, I'm easily inspired by stuff, but I'm also, I would like to think, an innovative person. So I feel like you said, you could see the inspiration, but I feel like I still was able to make it my own, which is super important. But if you look at my vision board, it's like, it's so much. Everything I say I'm going to do, the vibe that I'm trying to create, the feeling I'm trying to create, has so many old school music videos on it. Like there's not one vision board of mine that does not have Beyonce on it. There's not one that does not have Aaliyah on it. And Aaliyah did so much in a short amount of time, a limited amount of time, and still ends up on every single one of my vision boards. It's amazing. And I hope that I have that impact too. Cause So I start off like just talking about it, and I listen to it over and over and see everything in my head. And a lot of these videos, as soon as I recorded the song, I saw the video for it in 2021. And I was like, I need water. I need either to be in the rain or I need to be underwater. And everyone's going crazy when I'm telling them. They're like, where are you going to find water? And I'm like, well, we're going to find it. And it always happens. And basically that, like, I talk about it. I get some pushback, like, how are you about to do that? People start pushing back because now they realize I'm going to find a way to do what I want to do. And then vision board. And then I got to work with Chyna, who was her first time being creative director ever. And I really saw it in her, and I got to bring her out. I would love seeing her get in her bag and really help direct and say, Anita, do your arm like this. And I've never really had that because I do everything myself. And we just mesh really well. We blend really well. And we created the choreography. We took our time creating it. We had like a timeline where we wanted things to be done, but we were not rushing it. We were just both coming out of a creative block. We were also trying to have some liberation with it and having some fun with it. So we took our time creating that. We got to work with other choreographers, brought other choreographers in, got to see how their interpretation of the song was. It was so cool. It was a true collaboration, and it was truly clear. I tried doing this music video multiple times. It didn't work. Timing just wasn't right. A whole bunch of things just didn't work. This time it was clear. It was seamless. And it worked out perfectly from the male interest, the first meeting with him. Yes, I'm down. Of course I'll do it. I also choreograph. Would you like me to choreograph? Like, it was just like, oh, I also have a space for us to practice. Everything just lined up perfectly. And he's like, I have two guys that can come and dance in the video too. It was just like, boom, 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 boom. Everything. I had friends that pulled up for the party scene a day notice the day before.
Wow.
It was just like, it was a blessing. And I really think that I truly, truly, truly put God first in its planning, in the video's planning, and it worked out perfectly. And I did it on his timing. I surrendered to that. I was like, I'm not trying to push it for the day I want to do it. I'll have a guide, but whatever happens, happens. And that's how this whole video came about and ended up being exactly what I wanted.
Exactly. I'm like picturing the music video in my head as we speak. And I remember like the party scene, the rain, the solo shots of you by yourself and the locations and stuff like that. There was just a lot going on, but there was still like a connection. It brought me back to, and also like, it was very well produced, like very, very well produced. Not gassing it at all. It was very well produced, like something I haven't seen from the teasers got me. Like, you guys did it right with the teasers. Like, I think the rollout of it was fine. Like, I didn't mind the fact the EP came out like a year prior. If it's going to be like good content, like what you guys gave us.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we're being honest, people pay attention. Like, and so they don't even know that song is probably on the EP. I listened to your new song. I'm like, it came about a year ago, but thank you. Like, you know, so it's like, so they don't pay attention anyway. So it's like, people forget, who cares? Like, if you say depends on, I have people, I posted the video, the water scene, 3 months later, 2 months later, people are commenting, can't wait for this one. I'm excited to see this video when it comes out. I'm like, did you not see the post before? And you commented and said, watching it now. So did you not get to the water scene, or did you not recognize the song? So it's like, we can't, I feel like I was expecting way too much from people. And it's like, no, they don't even remember. So just put out what you want to put out. And if it's good, they're going to eat it up anyway. But the process, even with the post-production, I recorded it in August, started practicing for Milan, the fashion show, like immediately. So I didn't have time to do it. They sent me the first draft. I didn't like it. I ended up editing it myself. And I met with the editor. And then after that, it was like, but I don't have the money to pay the editor for another whole re-edit. So I'm just going to do it myself. I did the first one too. I love doing that. And I honestly am a micromanager, so I'd rather just do it myself. instead of being over your shoulder saying, move that clip to a little bit, I just had to do it myself. So that was also, that was a big part of the process and making the storyline connect, because the first draft, it didn't connect. So I'm really glad that you said that you did see that it did. Because I think that was a big, big thing that I was like, will they get it? Will they understand like how the sequence is? So it was definitely in the forefront of our minds for sure.
So I think that if you are even like grew up, I can't speak for anyone that's maybe like 18 or 19, being in my like late 20s, growing up with music videos, having that break, you know, solo shots with the artist and then like moving to a different location, stuff like that. That's something I'm used to seeing in a music video. I don't think that it's necessarily something that we see as much now. Like, it's still there. Like, I don't mind a simple music video too, if it works for the song. Like, sometimes I think, you know, if that's your song, very movement heavy, you know? So yeah. It makes sense for you to like go from like a rainy scene to like a club, or like you along with the guys, and you know, it made sense. Yeah. But if it was like an acoustic version of that song, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that would like necessarily work.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
I think with having a song like that, it's moved. Like when I watched it, it reminded me of Wild Thoughts with Rihanna and DJ Khaled and Bryson
and
Tiller.
That was on my vision board. That was on the board. What scene was it that gave you that?
When Rihanna is alone.
Yes.
You know,
that light pattern.
When Rihanna is alone with that blue dress.
Yes, 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 yes. That was the one I said, huh. And she ate it up by herself. Oh my man, I'm honestly like Rihanna. That it's like I don't think she gets the credit she deserves. It's like we all love her, but I still don't think that people really understand how hard it is to like for someone to say action and for you to like give your all. Like it's very uncomfortable for me. So I really have to watch people like Rihanna and Doja Cat who don't even look like they're scared. It's like it's crazy to me, but that scene inspired that, and how we had the patterns on the wall, and then it was dark, you know, like it was contrasted. Like that was when Rihanna was alone, like with the chair, and she like picked
it. Yes.
Yeah, it was on the vision board. It was on, and it's so amazing that you picked that up, because that's a great music video too. That's a great one.
Yeah. I love it. And I was so happy. I don't know, something in my head, like, I don't know why, but something in my head, I love that song so much, but I don't know why. I didn't think that it was like a Rihanna favorite. So I was like very happy that she performed it at the Super Bowl, because I feel like it's a, I don't know, like you said, like, she doesn't get the credit she deserves. Like that was literally just kind of like, it was DJ Khaled's song, obviously like producing it, her and Bryson together, and her really like taking that like lead role on that song. And I think it went over people's heads. I don't know if people
really
were ready
for it.
I got
the credit it deserved. Like I thought everyone was singing Wild, Wild, Wild everywhere. Like, I don't know. Like that song, Bryson ate it up. To this day, I watch the same. I know my parents are tired of hearing the same music videos. I play the same exact ones every time. And it's like Wild Thoughts is always on the queue. Cause it's like Bryson ate the beat, the sample, well done sample. Her like everything. She just walking down the streets. I don't know. You want to see me naked? Just so cool. Just so cool. So simple. An outfit. Like nothing that was too scandalous, like ruffly. Like it was classy, but she was still so fine. Like I'm like,
yes,
she just gets it. She gets
she,
it.
She's always
on my vision board too. I'm not gonna lie. She is always on my vision board with Aaliyah and Beyonce, and Ciara always makes her way on my vision board too. They're always on there. It never fails. Never.
Because it's like she's a fashion girly, so it seems that outfit is something I could see her wearing, pictured on a vacation or something like that.
Yeah.
It was so her. It didn't like have to really take that much out of her element. I would not be surprised if she got that outfit from her closet. Oh, we need you on set at 2. I bet. Let me
like, this will work.
Stop myself. This will work.
Yeah.
Something like it. It's just like on everyone's vision board for like the past like 5+ years.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. I'm so happy. Like she included that song too. Cause I'm just like, I can't.
Yes. Yes.
That was so good. I'm happy you referenced that. Because that's literally what I thought of. Like, no BS. Like, that's what I thought of when you were alone in that scene. I'm just like, her with the blue ruffly dress and by herself.
Yeah.
Eat it, Nina. You ate it.
Yes, thank you.
You ate it. So now that, like, a year has passed and everything from your EP, is there anything that we can expect from you next? Are we going to get more music videos, more singles? What do you have for us?
Yeah, so I am trying to put out new music and still push my old music because I don't think it got the time it deserved from me, you know?
Yeah.
But I have songs recorded already. I have a feature coming out that's like kind of like an R&B rap duet type thing. Not like what you would think, and not like you, Sierra Bow Wow, but it's kind of like, it's like a modern version. It's a good little vibe. And then I do have another song coming out that I'm so excited about. And I think it's like, it's me coming into my, like, my voice and my sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, it's R&B, but it's like, I love it. And I tease that. It's on my Instagram too. I'm really excited about that. And then the video for that is also going, I hope it's a movie. Well, it has to be. It's like the standard is set for myself. I have to keep on going up.
Yeah.
That one, I really want it to be like a movie, like to really tell a story, to really get in my acting bag. Cause I'm a really, you know, I'm an unserious person. Like it's really cringy for me to like be in my element, and I do it, but I turn off immediately. They say cut and I'm just like, and it's like awkward. So I really am going to force myself to be in character, almost like how Ring the Alarm was with Beyonce, and how she was like, she's had all the elements of being angry, but then also being like distraught and being like just so like so animated. And I'm like that typically, like in general, but with music I'm a little more nervous sometimes and shy, so really trying to come out and like merge my personality with like me as an artist, so I'm really excited about that one. And then also recently I'm not the type of person that's like, I don't want to jinx it. I'm going to put it into the atmosphere, but I really want to open for Tyla this year. And I don't know how I'm going to, but I'm going to make it happen. I got to find a way. And I want to open up for artists this year, and I want to do more live performances because I can, honestly. It's just the fact that I feel like I never really just had the platform to do it. But when I get on stage, I can do it. And I know how to put on a production. And I know that I'm confident about that. So I just want to start doing that more. I have like a spreadsheet and a strategy document of how I'm planning on reaching Tyla's team. Emails go out today. So wish me luck, because I'm hitting them up. But I need to be on someone's stage. And I really think that I've been watching her since the beginning, like when she first came out, and I was telling other people and China, my creative director, I was like, when I was playing my music videos, I was like, watch this girl. Like, she gets it. Like, she gets that, like, it's like that Rihanna aspect of just like, she just gets it. And she has that star quality. And I'm super inspired by her and just how she's able to just do it. And she's young and she's confident. So it would be very full circle that she was on my vision board. And then I'm opening for her. And then I do covers of her songs, and you know, so I think it'll be really cool. And then she's also African and I'm Nigerian. So I just think it's cool that like a lot of African artists are really coming forth. You don't have to do Afro beats in order to be an African artist, right? Like, so I really think that it'll be really cool to open for her. So that's my goal. Yeah.
She reminds me of, obviously everyone has heard like Water and everything, but I think when I saw her like hearing Water, she reminded me of like someone had, I said it in my head, but I didn't want to tweet it because, you know, sometimes people get a little nasty. And so they like to tumble on Twitter a little too much for me.
Yeah,
I didn't want to say it, but she reminds me a little bit of a young Rihanna. Like,
I say. And I'm like, and I try not to say it also because I don't like to compare people. But it does give like that debut of Rihanna, like that young Rihanna. She's, you know, that Pondé Replay, very much her culture, but it crosses over enough. Like there are a lot of similarities, and there, and that's mm-hmm. something that she's just like her, but there are a lot of similarities, like the fashion, the style, even from the way they move their hips and the no waist. Yeah. It's like, are you Rihanna? Like, are you acting Rihanna? So it's really cool. Yeah. It's really, really cool. I do see that.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I wanted to like, and I saw a tweet after I had said that in my head. And then I liked that tweet of someone saying that. I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one. Yeah. She's like Gen Z Rihanna. Like I can see that. But I also understand, like you said, like to like compare her to her, like, I don't even know if that's someone that she even, obviously she's probably heard of her. Obviously it's Rihanna.
No, she said in interviews that she's super inspired by Rihanna. She names her a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's there.
Good. You see know it. That.
It's there.
Okay. Because that makes sense. Because some people are like, don't compare me to her. Like, I'm nothing like her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, she's a young girl. She wants to make her own lane. She doesn't want to be Rihanna 2.0.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, you can take that as a compliment and then move on. And like you said, I saw that you were, like, inspired by, like, early 2000s music videos for The Pens, but, like, still innovative and made it yourself, you know? Like, I think that's important because no one wants to be a copycat.
Yeah.
What's the point of being an artist? Like, you're going to do the exact same thing as, like, everyone
stealing
else.
Stealing a personality, stealing a sound. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. As an artist, like, everyone wants to make their own lane, you know, they want to make, oh, like that's an, I know that's an Anita music video. You know what I'm saying? Like she does. And I see you, I saw you in like dance practices and stuff like that with heels, you know, like you worked really hard for this. So I think anyone is just, they can see that and take that in for themselves and be inspired by that too. You know, now we're going to go into our now trending. What do you think are some red flags that you've missed, like willingly in a relationship or a friendship, you know, any type of relationship that you've had?
Oh, let me see. Because I try to keep really good people like around me. Like if they have red flags, they're probably not around me. But I would say, okay, you said in friendships too, right?
Yeah, friendships too, yeah.
I would say envy, like, scares me. Yeah. Envy and jealousy scare me because I think that you can always, I think you should be inspired by the people that are around you. But if it's to the point to where you low-key don't like the fact that they're doing well or even if you don't like other people doing well, if you're not doing well, like, it's one of those things where it's like, people that don't wait for their time. I don't like that either. I think that's a red flag because it's just like, oh, you're only happy for everyone when you have something better or equally as important. And I would say for relationships, like red flags, no one that that I've dated. I feel like, but I do think it is, I always think it's so weird. Like even like with guy friends, like I hate like it when a girl like posts pictures and every single picture it says so-and-so and 900 others liked. Like it's always their name. They don't miss a post. And it's always on like people's pages that are like questionable. Like for sure you can like, you could post what you want. You could show a little skin, but it's always the ones that are a little more like, you know, I'm like, why do you not miss a post? You have the notifications on. It's kind of like, and it kind of gives pick me. Like, I don't know. But it's just liking pictures. Maybe you just like their content. But I do think that sometimes I notice when it's somebody who's a little more like, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but you know, it's like,
I know.
It's like, why her specifically? Like, you don't even know her. So that's kind of weird. Like I would never want my man in the likes of people, not because I don't mind. If you like the picture, you like the picture, but, in a thirsty way is weird to me. It's kind of like, if it's, you know, or someone who might, you know, like, yeah.
I'm the same way. I want to piggyback on that jealousy thing too. I'm someone who is like, you know, just like I would consider myself to be humble. I don't think there are women or men like specifically checking for me like that. But I remember, you know, we're gonna do some redacted. not putting no names out there or anything like that. There was an incident I had, I remember, I'll just put a time period. There's a time period, and I had this friend, and I didn't really notice it, but it was someone I was dating at the time. They pointed it out to me. They're like, Autumn, like, this person is jealous of you, and not necessarily.
Isn't it crazy how they can see stuff? It's like a significant other and moms. They like see stuff that you don't see. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly my mom, 100% too. Like, she's like, Autumn, I don't like this girl. One day when you get married, like, she can't be in the way. My mom is not like that. Like, she's very cool. Like, she's literally one of my best friends. I tell her a bunch of stuff, and I'm telling her about this girl. Like, we had been friends for a couple of years at this point, and my boyfriend at the time recognized that. She's like, she's jealous of like the way people love you. And I think, and I never thought that could be an envious thing or anything like that. Yeah. I didn't think people cared about that, but she was very like clingy. I don't like that type of, to have a type of relationship with anyone, even if it's like, you know, a boyfriend or a friend or whatever. Like, I'm just not like a clingy person, but she was like very, very clingy. My boyfriend at the time called it out. My mom knew from jump. She was just like, I'm gonna let you rock, Autumn. You know, when it comes down the line, I don't know if you should be friends with this girl. And yeah, like it's
really sometimes they get crazy. Closer also. Like, that's what's weird. They get closer to you. They love the perks of being around you, but they don't like other people loving you, which is, it's just so interesting to me. I don't come across that often, but sometimes I do see it, and it's kind of like it, I see it, and from the outside looking into, it's kind of scary for anyone in your circle to be like that. But I do think that there should be people that you like qualities about them around you, and
you're
inspired by it. But I feel like it's natural to be jealous of some things, like. Sometimes you can be jealous of somebody's progress. Like for me, like I look at other people that are doing everything I want to do, or they're being consistent, they're putting the work in. And it's not really jealousy. It's just kind of like, dang, I wish like I was doing better. Like, look at where they are. I could be there if I would have started at the same time or when I wanted to. And in a sense, that is a little bit of like a spirit of jealousy. And it's not towards them, it's kind of towards their situation, or maybe just more disappointment in where I am, you know? But I pray about it like all the time. Like, I'm like, Lord, remove any jealous bone in my body, any envy, because that is so, it will eat you up. If you sit down and you're just like, I love her outfit. And it's like, man, it's okay. Like, just, you know, like, it's like, sometimes people just find something to be like a hater about just because they don't like that someone else is getting love, or I don't need to show love. Everyone else is showing love. And that's low key kind of, it's hater vibes.
It is. And I think it's different. Like what you said too is great. It's like, it's a different thing from being a hater, being jealous of someone's situation. I think in every career path or hobby or whatever you have, like you can be envious of someone's relationship, of they just got promoted, or, you know, they just got, you know, a new like high rise apartment, and I'm just like not in a place right now. And you can see that. But I think it's like when you also don't reflect back on that, like, why do I feel this way? It could be disappointment in yourself. You don't know. Also, like, some people work extremely hard to give it, and not discrediting that at all, but some people, you know, might have more help than others. That's why. But that's not what you see. You see the result, and you don't see all the hours of hard work they put in. Like, you didn't see that, but you just saw the apartment, you just saw the boyfriend, you just saw the promotion. You don't really, you know, see everything, you know, especially on social media. Like, it only casts like a little bit to highlight reel, you know.
You're
not, like, seeing everything.
And I do think that jealousy and like seeing results is not as scary as somebody who sees you working hard and envies you. That's scary, because it's like, you see everything that I'm doing, and you see me working hard and you still don't want to support, or you still are jealous, that's scarier. Cause it's like, I would understand someone like seeing like a couple and be like, oh, I'm so jealous. Lord, when is it my time? You know, people love comments like that. And it's playful sometimes, but they're like, oh, I'm jealous. But then for people who see you working really hard for what you want and they still find it in their hearts to envy you or to like hate on you, is kind of concerning.
No, it is. It is. And it's like you said, just at the simple note of it being scary, it was to the point where in that situation I was in, I was just like scared for this, you know, person to hurt me eventually one day. If it got like, we're no longer friends. I don't know if I made that clear. I'm no longer friends with that girl. But I thought that it's possible that, you know, maybe not like, you know, physically harm me, but emotionally harm me. And like, you see these things in movies and like, it's real life. Like, people can really be out here plotting to hurt you. And to your point too, there's some people that really are just haters though. Cause if I see my friend working hard, studying, dang, she got her degree, good for her. You know, I saw her working hard, and you're still hating on people like that who are trying to better themselves. You need to look in the mirror. You need to check your own self out, because that's not okay to do.
Literally.
So now we're going to go into the breakdown. Which is basically when we're talking about a little bit of our favorite projects from last year, you know, just catching up for the new year. And then, you know, some artists that we can't wait to drop for this year. So,
yeah.
What are 5 songs you would say that you're obsessed with right now?
So there's a lot and lots of different vibes. I really, Truth or Dare by Tyla, honestly, is a really good record. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a fan that I hear it everywhere I go, but like, I'll literally see a dance video on my Explore page and be like, I know they're dancing the Truth or Dare. And I click on it and I'm like, yeah, like there's something about that song. It's the right amount of pop and Afro beats. And it's just, you know, it's just like, I mean, I guess it's a Mafiano. I don't know. But basically, that song is just a banger. Nonstop, I was playing it. Then there's this song, I just looked at it in my playlist and started listening to it over and over again too. It's by this artist in Atlanta. He's not from Atlanta. His name's Seabash, and he's also a photographer. He's really dope. And the only reason why I know is because I went to a shoot and where he was a photographer. He works with a lot of people. He's really, really good. He has a really good following too. And he makes music. And it's a song called She Hate Love. And that song goes, oh my God.
Really?
That song,
listen to that.
Yeah, go listen. It's like, it's the beat. It's the way that he like, he's singing, but like he's rap. It kind of reminds me like that era before I went to college. Like kind of like, not 2016, like 2017, like Roy Woods. She got a little bit of drama to friends. Like it was like they had singing and kind of like Party Next Door, like that era. He gives me that kind of vibe. And it's really a dope song. I've been like loving, like I've been listening to a lot of Playboi Carti features. So I really like Fiend right now, Travis Scott.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I just drive really fast to that song. I listen to it on repeat. let me see. I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm listening to this unreleased song I'm about to drop. I listen to it 24/7, especially because I'm trying to figure out the video. And I love it. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, is this the one that's going to get me out? Like, I'm like, is this song? Like, it's like, I just love it. That song is up there. Okay. And then the 5th song. So I don't know if you've heard of Junetober.
Yes, I have.
That song, Conversation Pit, is ridiculous. Like it makes me feel like I'm floating, and it's like her voice is so oh my gosh, just I love it. So I would say I've been really, really obsessed with those songs like recently. Those are some hits for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. One of the newer songs I listened to is obviously like Beyonce, 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em. I'm a 16 Carriages girly for sure.
Okay,
like I can't, I know it debuted at number 9, but I know she's going to come up. Yeah. I know she's coming up. And there's no shade to Texas Hold'em. I think another song I really loved is Bloom by Akilah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we all knew the song before it came. It's like to have a million views on, no, sorry, more than a million now, but like millions of views and people wanting that song and for it to actually do well, even when it came out, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I was thinking, she's not capitalizing. Like she needs to drop it now. But
the song is so good. Yeah. It's so good. I'm trying to think of any other newer songs that I've listened to. Honestly, I still have SZA's SOS on repeat. I love that album so much. I have
what's your favorite song on there?
Ooh, well, I love Snooze. I love Snooze.
Okay, okay.
But besides Snooze, I really like Low and Love
Language.
That's
a good one. Yeah, those are good ones. The whole album is amazing.
Those are my favorites.
She had me from the intro. Like, give me a second. Give me a minute. I was like, what? This is a good example of like somebody who really inspires me. And I kind of think I'm not similar to her because her pen is crazy. But the way she kind of flows, she raps, but she's singing.
Yes. The title, how could I forget? That's on repeat too, the title track. Like, yo, I love seeing women just like, you know, talk their shit. It's like, ain't no writers, it's just me.
Yeah.
Period. That is crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
So much. We were talking about Journey off camera. She just came out with a live version of Stargirl.
I need to go.
Yeah, listen to that too. Like that was so good. Aaron Ray's Moonlight. I love him.
That song came on. It's really good. But it feels like a song that like I've heard before. Like it feels so.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like I know the song already? When I found out it was new.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's great. I love that album too. Or EP. That was great. Yeah, that's probably like what I've been listening to. It is weird too. I mean, I love. Oh yeah, For All the Dogs, that too.
Listen to it like that.
I didn't listen to it. I'm usually like I'm really like strict on how I listen to music. I like to give the artist their due diligence and like listen from like track one to the end.
Yeah,
because I know a lot of work gets put into that. But with Drake's album, the last one, I didn't do that. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I didn't do that. There's a couple favorites, but it was like mostly like Rich Baby Daddy. You Broke My Heart. I'd be saying that. I don't even have any beef with any ex, but that song hits.
I don't feel what he feels in that song, but still, I love it. Like he makes me think that I have an ex that I hate.
Yes, and you make me want to go date somebody's son, have him break my heart so that song can hit a little harder.
Yes,
that's exactly. How I feel.
And I saw this girl cover Bahama Promises and it was so good. Mm-hmm. And she like freestyle and I was like, oh, this song too. So it made me say, I need to go listen. That's so weird. I never miss a Drake drop, but I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I think I'm still stuck. Like Her Loss was amazing.
Oh, so good. I use
them
time. Yeah.
And I love all his collab albums. Like What a Time to Be Alive is definitely in my top 5 albums to ever exist. So
yeah.
So he does it well. He collaborates really well. He does.
And Smartly too. Him and 21, that's a duo. Like, if they actually were a group, I 100% listen to them.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I talking about? 21's album. What? I like Prove It with Summer Walker.
That was a good one.
The Bonnet song. Yeah. The sample from Faith Hill. Like, yo, that's such a good song.
You're right.
Should have worn a bonnet with Brent. Oh my God.
Wow.
The Doja Cat sample.
That song is taking, that album is actually taking over sound, like trending sounds. I just, when you made them, I was thinking about how everyone's used the You Should Have Worn a Bonnet. People are using Cubit. People are using Redrum.
Redrum,
and then people are using the one you just said, Doja. They're using
The one with Doja.
And she said Adlib, like all that. People are probably too. She's so great. I
love Doja.
She's a star. She's a star.
We're gonna go into your Mount Rushmore of music. I know it's a hard one, but if you want, I'm gonna allow you to break it up into women and men if you want to do that. So it'll be like your
at
four.
All?
Well, of like artists, of artists. So it'll be like you choose like four women and four men, or you want to do a mixed batch. You know, because obviously you like hip hop music too. So like, it's gonna be some artists that cross over.
So scary. So I'm gonna miss everybody. Like a lot of people, but I'm gonna have to go like recent. Honestly, I can't.
Okay.
About, like, it's like that. It's like Michael Jackson, Beyonce have to. You know, but I
think for sure.
I'm gonna go recent, and I'm still gonna have Beyonce right there in the center. She did a renaissance and the tour was just crazy. SZA's gone crazy. She's been literally running with this album since the end of December of 2022. Leaked songs going viral crazy.
Yes.
I Hate You was literally a leaked song, right? It was literally a leaked song, a demo.
Yeah, she put on her SoundCloud first. And then I guess she removed from SoundCloud. I don't know exactly what happened, but yeah, she wasn't planning to release that. And I believe she got her first number one with that too. So look at that. Something that she had tossed off to the side became her first number one. So at least.
She named a few songs that were her palate cleansers, like things that she was like, nah, just throw on a beat, let me just do something. Were in the all songs she named were literally her best songs. I was like, bro, we don't see like what we have sometimes. But so SZA's on there. If I'm going in last year, SZA's on there. Yes. Drake's always on there because he's still able to remain on top.
Yeah.
He's been in the game. Crazy.
Forever.
It feels like crazy. J. Cole's always going to be up there. I know Kendrick's like also on there, but I guess if we're going off of this, he had a great run with the tour too. But J. Cole had a great feature run the last year. Crazy feature
run.
I'm waiting for his project, but I'll wait.
Yes.
And then I would say that is four.
He just makes 21's
been doing sorry, he's not on my Mount Rushmore though, but like Rushmore sounds like it's like your overall, but Drake, Beyonce. If I could just have those two right there, Drake and Beyonce, and I'll put SZA. Yeah.
I think that's a really good list. I feel like that's a bit too low-key if I had to do recently, like within like the past, let's say 4 years from 2020, you know, like I would 100%, you know, pick those four people as well.
And if we think about like the run that they both had, like honestly, Nevermind came out before Renaissance, that whole house music era, just the fact that they were doing things that people were not doing and they made it mainstream and their power. I'm just going to go ahead and put, right now in the last year, I'm going to go ahead and say Beyonce, Drake, and SZA. Because even SZA, the versatility on her album was crazy too. She had soft rock, she had pop, she had R&B. Some of it sounded like trap. Like those three have been running it.
Yeah.
Running it.
Yeah. I think if like Cole too, like takes his time with his album, I think he can have like another masterpiece on his hands.
Yeah.
2014, Forest Hill Drive, still like my favorite from him. Like, and that was my first ever concert.
So not my first ever concert. Because I think I went to my I think the one I went to before that was Miley Cyrus. But
oh, that's funny. That was like I like Miley too.
Bangers, that was her era. But
yes.
Yeah, 2014. Oh, that out. Oh, and then I went to For Your Eyes Only tour too. So good.
I missed that one.
I love that. Really I love that album. Everyone else is like, but I loved it.
Yeah. I like Born Center too.
Oh,
that's Born Center, I think, it captivated me for sure. But I think it resonated for me as an album that this is mine. Like, I felt like it was mine. Like, I felt like I could relate to almost every song. He's going through his adolescence. It's not the same as mine, but, you know, that really hooked me. Like, really, really hooked me Born as a band, for sure.
Good. Like, I loved that album. I still love it so much. That when I got asked to prom, he literally, that was the theme of it, because I would love.
Yes.
Him. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Such a good album. So what artists, lastly, like, what artists do you want, are you waiting for it to drop this year that you want to hear new music from? Besides yourself, of course,
because
we definitely
right,
want
right.
some.
They have been giving it to us. They've been giving us music. Like, I'm not wanting for much. We're still waiting on Frank, you know. But
Frank, please.
Oh man, that's they've so given sad. Us good music last. They've given us a lot. But I would say, of course, I really Normani has to. It just has to happen. Like, it's like Normani has to happen. And following Wild Side and that video would be really hard. Even Fair was a good song, but she never dropped the video for it. But
yeah,
I really, really want to see what it's gonna sound like. I feel like R&B, there are a lot of girlies doing it, but there's still something that I feel like isn't being touched. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the power. I don't know if it's the, because it's not the talent. The talent's there. It's there's some like fire and maybe like also performance aspect that I think Normani can really bring. But there's something. So I'm interested to see about sound wise. Like, I'm interested to see what she's going to do and what it will give. Because I feel like she's kind of similar. We're kind of similar in the sense that it feels nostalgic, but then it also feels like fresh. You could see the influence with her too. It's really it's really potent there too. And honestly, I really, speaking of R&B girls, I really want to see Chloe drop more music, because this last album, it's like she was everywhere for a second and like was running it, social media, all these things, performances and tour, and then like I don't know what happened. Like, she's doing her features and they were great too, and then I don't know what happened. Like, it's like it wasn't I don't know if she wasn't posting, I know she took a social media break, but she just wasn't as much. And I really want to see, and I did listen to her album front to back. And there are songs on there, but I feel like none of them got time to shine.
No, I agree with you.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's that it is sick or if it's that her not being on social media, and that was her greatest weapon. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I mean, you do need to put your mental health first, because if you're not happy or you're every time you get on, strangers are talking behind a screen. I can understand why you don't want to be on social media. But she knew how to work it.
Yeah.
She could have probably made everyone love the songs more. But it's never too late. Less like I said with my stuff, I'm about to start putting videos out right now. But it's never too late. I do want to hear more from her, and I want to hear like different types of music from her. Because the talent is there.
Oh, she's so talented. Her and her sister, insane. The amount of talent in that family. Lord Jesus.
It is. And it's honestly, crazy. Like, not getting any Grammy noms is or not even nods. I don't know if she got nods. She didn't post that she did. But, like, just even consideration.
I don't think so.
That's crazy. Because that's crazy. I mean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that I'm not saying just because, like, I just feel like any of the songs were like, oh, there's a Grammy right there. Like, I'm not saying that. I can just say, like, I could sit here in an argument and say what it could be, like, which songs could be in different categories. But I still feel like it's just crazy, like, the setup that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that up because of whose label she's on. I'm not even saying that. The talent speaks for itself for both of them. And together. I would love to see music from Chloe and Halle.
I need them to come back together. And like, they're great on their own. But I need them together. I need them together.
You know, I would say that. Like, she gave us a whole album, so she doesn't have to necessarily give us a whole nother one. But I want to see more from her, but Chloe and Halle together. Ungodly Hour never got the appreciation. Well, got the appreciation eventually, but it never got the time that it could have because of COVID.
Yeah.
But they still made it work with that tennis court and them doing the videos at their house.
They did it. I can't wait. I think they did tease the fact that they would be dropping new music. So hopefully together. That does happen. God, they're just both sisters. They're just like super, super talented. I want the best for them too. Like, and I do agree with you with like Chloe's album. I think that, I don't know if it was like the singles were chosen or I don't know what it was. But as a fan, I was just like, I want her to get appreciated more. That's what I would. I saw her in concert last year at Soul Bloom. She's amazing. She's really great. Yeah. So basically, I don't know. I just want what's best for Chloe. I think that, you know, she's a great performer. She has an amazing voice. I love seeing her covers. So I just want what's best for her. And I think it was like she had like a foot injury and it was like her first performance after the foot injury and everything like that. So that, I guess, like prevented her, you know, speaking and like doing like more like concerts and everything like that. So it was like great to have her back. I see her now on social media. I just liked one of her one of her covers she did.
Yeah.
It was Made for Me. Yeah, that was so good. I'm excited for new music this year. I think all of the girls are doing what they need to do. I think, honestly, these men need to catch up. Like, you know, I can't wait for Bryson's new album.
Yeah, that's a song that's on there on my list, too, of songs I like, whatever she wants is actually really it. Yeah.
That's good, too.
They do. I think that the girls, I'm excited to see them follow up. And all those things, like, what is Victoria Monet going to do next? What is SZA going to do next? Mm. Are they going to take a break because they've been working so hard? I feel like SZA could take a break if she wanted to. Victoria Monet has to come back and like prove, because I feel SZA's already, she's given us, like, she's had her moment for a long time. She just finally had her big, big moment. But as far as Victoria Monet, she has to keep going. She has like, all gas. Like, how is she following this up? And I feel like she's been following it up, even just being everywhere, like being at the Super Bowl, doing these collaborations and partnerships. She's putting eyes on her for sure. And maybe the Grammys next year will be Normani's.
I would love that. I would absolutely love, just coming from, because like we talked about a little bit about her album and stuff like that, like Wild Side, which I loved, you know, then Fair, I love that too in a completely different way. I just think that I'm really curious to see what she's going to do for this next album. I don't know. I'm looking forward to, like you said, like the boys, you know, producing more this year and the girls just like keeping up with all the hype and the recognition they got last year. So thank you so much for being literally the first guest on Beyond the Record.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Thank you.